All right. Good day, everyone, and welcome to New Matter, the SLAS podcast, where we interview life science luminaries. I'm your host, Liz Frank, the SLAS program manager. Today, we're chatting with Silvia Scaglione, president and chief scientific officer from React for Life, which is based in Genova, Italy. React for Life was an Innovation Avenue company at SLAS Europe 2021 Digital, and we're really excited to hear from Silvia about what the company is doing. Welcome, Silvia.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Welcome. And yeah, React for Life is an innovative Italian company, as you told. And we have developed Mevo, which is a multi-in vitro organ device. And Mevo is an innovative organ-on-chip that allows to host and culture different type of tissues and organs, recapitulating the organ-organ interconnection in vitro. Thus, Mevo can be used for make experiment faster while preserving the accuracy and also the predictability of the assays. Mevo, it can be used for improving tissue conditions, prolonging patient cells survival ex vivo, accelerating personalized medicine and drug testing, and finally reducing also the animal use.
All very important considerations. What made you and your co-founder decide to bring together React for Life and develop Mevo? What was the original goal and why did you guys decide to develop this type of technology?
Yes, good question. Well, since young student, I've always been the passion and the interest in to do something that could be useful for the mankind. And therefore, I studied in the bioengineering with the focus of biomedical research. And when I met Maurizio at the National Research Council, we then decided to found React for Life with the aim to provide technological solutions for accelerating the human disease knowledge and drug testing. And in particular, we combine the rigorous approach of the physics and the engineering to the biomedical research and the biologic field.
So what kinds of companies or what kinds of audiences does your technology specifically target? You had mentioned a little bit of what it does, but you know, if you're doing a sales pitch, who are you particularly focusing on?
Yeah, we worked a lot with universities, academia, research centers, but also with pharma companies. They have been using Mevo for different applications. Some of these are using Mevo for culturing tumor models and co-culturing tumors models with immunocells for better understanding the crosstalk between immunocells and cancer cells. Some others are using Mevo for testing novel therapies and novel, novel compounds. Some others use Mevo and their unique features of fluidically connecting different Mevo chambers, finaling co-culturing different tissues such as gut, kidney, and liver for pharmacokinetics purposes. So the application are several, and we work with different type of end users.
All right. So you guys were founded, I think, in 2010, correct? That's about when you guys came together and decided to build out React for Life. How long did it take you guys to build out Mevo to start getting it on the market? You're a fairly young company still.
Yes, so we founded the company 5 years ago. And we launched the Mevo at the end of the last year, although the COVID emergency is not the proper period for launching a new product on the market. We spent the first years in the company to complete important scientific validation, meaning important peer review papers, demonstrating the overlapping of our outcomes by using Mevo with clinical data or animal outcomes. Because since our first life is as a scientist in academia, for us it's really important to launch a product with a strong and rigorous scientific validation before going ahead the market.
That makes absolute sense. Was there a particular university or a particular group that you collaborated with to do that peer review?
Yes, we have strong collaborators and R&D partnership with important immunologist groups in Italy, such as the Gaslini Pediatric Hospital in Genoa and the Bambin Gesù Hospital in Rome. We also have an R&D agreement with the Hannover University about the culture of cardiac organoids, and we also have another agreement with the Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam about the bone metastasis. So we select properly the collaborations since we have to focus the forces, the R&D forces of our team towards the direction, the main direction of the company. Apart from these R&D agreements, we have also some collaboration with some commercial partners, both in Europe and the United States, to boost also the selling of the Mevo product towards a specific application.
Sounds like you've got your hand in a lot of different pots, which is pretty amazing. You get, for a young company, you're already really well connected. You know, when I was doing a little bit of research for this podcast, I came upon the fact that you in particular are currently leading this Future Emerging Technology H2020 project. And I couldn't really tell whether React for Life was involved in that or not. It sounded like it might have been. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how React for Life is involved?
Yeah, I'm the coordinator of this Future Emerging Technology, and React for Life is also a partner of this collaborative project, high risk project. And in particular, the project is about a spontaneous metastasis model in vitro from breast to bone. And React for Life has the important role to together with the National Research Council of Genoa, to develop the organ-on-chip platform and then to move on the market, because the European Commission has stressed the importance, although this project is a basic research project, the European Commission wants to see the direction towards the market. And for this reason, the European Commission has also nominated my myself EAC ambassadors, because they appreciated the force to move the results of the basic research towards the market.
That's pretty incredible. So you wear a lot of hats. You're a bioengineer, you're a co-founder for this startup, you're an EIC ambassador, you're a researcher, right, at the National Council of Research too. So you are a very busy woman. Focusing a little bit back on you rather than React for Life, well, I think I'd like to know a little bit about kind of what led you into this career and this science. You know, what got you interested in the first place? What led young Silvia into where she is now with all of these different hats that she has?
All these hats are working together, because in this type of work, it's really important to have a rigorous approach coming from the academic research. But I always appreciate in my work the direction to work towards the impact, because my need is to see the results of the basic research as an effect of the mankind. And for this reason, the biomedical research is a great opportunity for those working in technology. In fact, what I can say as a young generation is to use the technologies for helping the medical research and not just to add some sexy technological words in new products, because the final need of the medical research is the force that should lead and drive our research.
It's really great advice for, you know, next generation scientists. Kind of going back to React for Life, you guys just launched Mevo within the last year or so. Can you tell me about React for Life's most exciting lab moment or accomplishment? Was it launching Mevo, or was there something in particular that everybody in the company stood up and started yelling in excitement about that you all were founded?
Many exciting things happen during our daily work. One of the most recent probably is about the results we obtain by co-culturing immunocells that flow within the MIVO device, and they are able to survive and migrate towards the tumor tissue cultured within the MIVO device. And then we also observed their interaction and the killing of tumor cells as effect of the activity of the immunocells. So this is a great result, and it was really amazing to observe and to monitor what happened in our labs.
So what are next steps for you all? What's the next thing that's coming down the pike?
Yeah, a part of novel scientific validation we have in the pipeline for the next months, the launch of the new, more mid-throughput MIVO technology, which is based on the MIVO patent, but it allows, especially for pharma companies, to accelerate the drug testing through a more throughput platform.
Just kind of curious for myself, what does React for Life stand for? What does the name of the company mean?
Yeah, we use the life as the ending word, because the direction is, as I said, to improve and the quality of the life of patients, especially. And React because we are deeply innovative, and so we are also highly reactive. And so we wanted to introduce our novelty in the wording.
I love that. Very clever development of the title. So we're kind of coming towards the close of the podcast for today. I just want to know, is there anything in particular you want our audience to know about with React for Life or about the research that you're doing that we haven't mentioned already? This is your chance to tell our audience a little bit more about the company or something new and exciting that you want to share.
As a startup, we are pretty creative and fast to pick up novel challenges and needs coming from the pharma companies. And so we are also happy when we can customize some specific technological solutions for specific needs. So we also are open to this opportunity that I like to provide as a message for this last community.
All right, SLAS, you heard her. They're definitely open for more collaboration and partnerships. So reach out if you're interested. All right. I think that at that point, we want to bring the podcast to a close. Thank you so much, Silvia, for coming on today and talking to us about React for Life. We're really excited to see how you guys move forward, and we hope to see you in our exhibition hall in the future.
Thanks, Elizabeth, to you. Thanks.